NPR's Jackie Northam has been following developments in Afghanistan, and she joins us now from Kabul. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, Jackie, I gather not just Dr. Abdullah, but also President Karzai, of course, has had a lot of the same visitors from the international community, a lot of negotiations over the past few days trying to solve this political crisis. What are they saying?
Well, you're right, Renee. There has been a full diplomatic push here in Afghanistan to try and find a way out of this political impasse. There have been phone calls from U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, and the U.N. Chief Ban Ki-moon, just to name a few. Also, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry was here over the weekend, and he met with Karzai twice. But, you know, it appears Karzai has dug in his heels, and despite this full court diplomatic press, there has been no forward motion in resolving this crisis.
What about the possibility of a runoff election?
Certainly, Karzai's campaign people and Western officials we talked with say this is a non-starter for President Karzai. They say President Karzai feels the result of the fraud investigation are politically motivated and that there has been what he calls foreign interference in the investigative process. Three of the five members of the original investigative panel are Westerners who were appointed by the United Nations. So that's where that stems from. But, you know, this theme of foreign interference is gaining currency here. We got reports that about two dozen Afghan parliamentarians met with U.S. embassy officials this weekend, asking them not to put pressure on Karzai, not to interfere in this process. And these members of parliament, presumably Karzai supporters, say that the international community is just pushing for a coalition government. And, you know, certainly there are negotiations underway for a power-sharing deal.
And that power-sharing deal, we did hear from Dr. Abdullah the suggestion that he would certainly be open to that. What about President Karzai?
Well, many people here feel that might be the solution. You know, first of all, a runoff is costly, and it would have to be done very soon because of the incoming winter weather. And there's certainly no guarantee that there would be less fraud the second time around. And as we understand it, Karzai has not outright rejected this option, not like he did with the runoff option. And there are negotiations going on between him and Dr. Abdullah, and we understand that the intermediaries, again, are officials from the UN and France and Britain and the US. But there are some sticking points. You know, we understand that Dr. Abdullah wants 10 ministries if they form some sort of coalition government, and that he wants to appoint his own governors. So there's a long way to go, but, you know, the whole power-sharing idea looks like a much more viable option, certainly, than a runoff.
Jackie, thank you.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Jackie Northam speaking to us from Kabul.